From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A new U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire continues to largely hold in Syria, with no fatalities reported in the first full 24 hours. Mark Toner's a U.S. spokesman.
So we have seen some reports of sporadic violence, but thus far the arrangement as a whole seems to be holding, and the violence is lower in comparison to previous days and weeks.
Speaking in Geneva Tuesday, the U.N. Special Envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, said a relief convoy is ready to move on to the embattled city of Aleppo, fulfilling another aspect of the deal, delivering aid to besieged civilians.
WFP, which is the main logistical and organization linked to the convoys, is ready with 20 trucks. They are loaded and ready.
If the truce holds for a week, the U.S. and Russia will establish a joint integration command, or JIC, to coordinate airstrikes against jihadist groups not covered by the truce. Lieutenant General Jeffrey Harrigan is commander of the U.S. Air Force's Central Command.
The important key to remember right now is we will continue to do prudent planning with respect to any implementation, but the reality is we have to get through six more days of the Russians and the regime doing the right thing.
It's hoped the deal will last long enough to permit a resumption of talks on the country's political future. For the first time since plunging into chaos in 1991, Somalia hosted a regional summit of African heads of state. The Somali foreign minister said it symbolizes his country's reconstruction. They discussed Somalia's upcoming parliamentary and presidential elections. Amina Mohamed is Kenya's foreign affairs secretary.
It welcomed the federal government of Somalia's commitment to a credible, transparent, inclusive electoral mechanism towards a peaceful and democratic transition.
This is VOA News. Former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres is in a medically induced coma after suffering a stroke Tuesday. Dr. Itzhak Kreis directs the Sheba Medical Center.
Mr. Shimon Peres suffered from a major stroke with a component of bleeding. He is now sedated and on a respirator, and we are with a close and continuous contact. An evaluation on his state.
The 93-year-old Peres, hospitalized in January for heart problems. He has served Israel in nearly every major public office, including prime minister, president, and foreign minister, and was joint recipient of the 1994 Nobel Peace Prize. U.S. officials say the U.S. will sign a record 10-year, $38 billion security assistance deal with Israel Wednesday, the largest of its kind ever. The current agreement expires in 2018. Israel had sought more funding. The negotiations took 10 months to complete. The so-called Memorandum of Agreement, which must be approved by Congress, calls for nearly $4 billion in annual aid and for the first time includes $500 million each year for Israeli missile defense. The UN Tuesday said yellow fever outbreaks in Angola and Democratic Republic of Congo have been brought under control following a mass vaccination campaign. Sylvie Briand heads infectious hazard management for the World Health Organization.
One good news is that these outbreaks are under control now. We haven't had any new cases in Angola since 23rd June and since 12 July in DRC.
She cautioned further outbreaks in more than 30 countries in Africa cannot be ruled out, including parts of Congo that had not been vaccinated recently. The entire population of the Congolese capital, Kinshasa, was vaccinated in 10 days. Three Ukrainian soldiers were killed Tuesday in fighting with pro-Russian separatist fighters in eastern Ukraine ahead of a new peace effort by Germany and France. A truce went into effect September 1st that appeared to generally hold until a recent uptick in fighting. German and French foreign ministers hope to shore up the truce and pave the way for a political process to end 29 months of conflict. President Obama Wednesday hosts Myanmar State Councilor and de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi, whose primary mission is expected to be an easing of sanctions imposed during military rule. It's her first visit since her National League for Democracy won elections in November. U.S. Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton expected to resume campaigning Thursday after recovering from what her doctors call a bout of pneumonia. President Obama campaigned in her stead Tuesday in Philadelphia. Clinton canceled events after being helped into a vehicle after falling ill Sunday during a 15th anniversary observance of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attack in New York. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.